Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm delighted to be joined today by Marisol Espinoza, who is the Public Affairs Manager at SoCalGas, and she also serves on the Executive Committee of our local Chamber of Commerce here in Santa Clarita. Marisol, for nearly 17 years now at New Leaf Training and Development, we focus on our core purpose of helping people in organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. And I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Marisol, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Thank you so much, Paul. It's really great to be here. And I really appreciate these conversations because I think they're really important for us as individuals and for the organizations that we serve. And so I know we have a limited amount of time, but I feel like I could talk about this for hours. As you mentioned, I work for SoCalGas. I'm a public affairs manager. I'm SoCalGas. For those who might not know, we have delivered safe, clean, affordable energy to your homes and businesses for over 150 years. We are the largest gas distribution utility in the country. And our mission is to be the cleanest, safest, and most innovative energy company in North America. And because of our history, we're in a unique position to be able to do that. And so my role, we know we have a complex energy system. My role is to be the liaison in the communities that I serve. I cover a lot of the cities in Northern LA County, including the city of Santa Clarita. Some other cities include Glendale, Burbank, Calabasas, Agoura Hills, just to name a few. And so my role, given the complexity of our system, is to really facilitate and help our operations to obtain things like permits, to be the company spokesperson, and to get involved with organizations in the communities that I cover. So like this, the Chamber, the Economic Development Corporation, working with our local business stakeholders, helping with outreach on major projects that we're working on, and really to elevate the company reputation in the communities that we serve, because we know that community is very important to our business. And so when I think about the question that you're asking about what are the best practices for, to be the best organizations and individuals that we can be, the first thing that comes to my mind is having a vision and articulating that vision to the people that you're bringing on board. And so I'll start with a very personal example. It's a few years ago, this was back in 2019, I made the decision to run the LA Marathon. This was something that I didn't really know how I was going to make that happen, but I always had this, like, it was on my bucket list, and I had the clear idea that I wanted to cross that finish line in my hometown. And so once I made that commitment and had that goal in my mind, then I created a roadmap with friends and family and how I was going to get there. And so in March of 2020, right before everything shut down and we were dealing with COVID at the time, but right before then I was able to cross that finish line. And so I think it's really important to think about that end goal, where are we going? Because if we get in our car and don't have that destination, we'll get lost. And so I think I'm really proud to work for SoCalGas, because also last year they set forth a vision to be net zero in emissions across all of our company operations. And we've been talking about the roadmap to get there over the next couple of years. But by having that vision articulated by our leadership, it has helped me understand what my role can be in contributing to that vision and looking at how we can communicate about the different investments that we're making as a company, whether it be investing in hydrogen, more renewable fuels, looking at carbon capture for and different technologies across the organization and how we're going to evolve and change as a company. So I'm really excited about that. It's pretty transformative, and to be able to you know, come on board with that vision that the company has set forth. So I think that's really important. The other thing that I have been thinking a lot about lately is something in my personal life and professional life is the idea of having a positive mindset. Over the last couple of years, I think it was about a year ago, I read the book Mindset by Carol Dweck, and it was pretty life-changing to think about how we adapt to situations or how we respond to situations can make a huge difference. And so, you know, as like, again, at SoCalGas, we've made the choice and commitment to evolve in the type of fuels that we deliver. So it's been, you know, we've been delivering natural gas for 150 years, but now we're looking at investment in renewable gases, in hydrogen. And, you know, we know that it's a given that any company or individual is going to be, you know, responding to change and challenge. You know, for us, it's you know, we know that climate change is real and we believe that. And so how are we going to be a rep, you know, how are we going to be leaders in that energy transition and in that, you know, in this evolution of energy? And so I think we're pretty excited about all the different investments we're making. We're building a hydrogen home that's a demonstration project to look at alternative fuels. And then, you know, personally, I know that whenever I'm facing challenges, I can either choose to be a victim, or I can choose to continue to grow and learn and evolve and adapt, both, you know, professionally and personally. And so those are the two major things that I wanted to bring up today. I am really excited to be here to have these conversations and to really talk about how we can all be better. Ultimately, I think that that's, you know, I think as humanity, I feel like that's one of the things that I've been striving for is how can we just be better individuals, professionals, and contribute more to the world and society? So thank you so much.
Well, Marisol, on behalf of everyone who watches these, and as you know, they've become very, very popular, I just want to say a big thank you for your very clear and very practical ways of helping people and organizations be the best. I like the connection between ultimately organizations, you're just a collection of people, where they've got clarity of vision and positive mindset. I mean, it's beyond a shadow of a doubt that a positive mindset is what gets things done within organizations, while also facing the reality of difficult situations. Just a message out to all of the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page of the website. Look out for those complimentary sessions that we do on a regular basis. Marisol, could I offer you on that close to citizenship this year, could I offer you a virtual high five? Because I'm nearly American.
Of course. Congratulations.
Thank you, Marisol. I really appreciate your time. Thanks for all that you do in our own backyard. We just love it here. So thanks for everything you do.
Thank you so much, Paul.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.